Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Germany's urgent need for a robust fiber network to replace outdated copper and prepare for soaring data traffic. Telefónica's early stage talks with United Internet to repair ties with competitor 1&1 amid takeover speculations, and ongoing challenges in fiber rollout among competitors, marked by technical hurdles, regulatory issues, and low rural uptake.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on the urgent need for fast and reliable internet in Germany, emphasizing that a robust fiber optic network is essential for the country's economic vitality. The article explains that replacing the outdated, energy-intensive copper infrastructure with modern fiber optics is not only necessary for current demands but also for the anticipated surge in data traffic over the coming decades. It details the complexity of the copper-to-fiber migration, noting that while fiber installations have begun in certain areas, multiple hurdles remain, such as the challenging household connections, regulatory issues, and the difficulty of aligning the interests of various stakeholders. The piece highlights the lessons learned from pilot projects in Hessen and Thuringia, where problems such as non-responsive customers and technical integration issues were observed, and it points out that the fragmented implementation experience starkly contrasts with the earlier, more decisive fiber rollouts in countries like Sweden and Spain. Finally, the article stresses that as digital data demands continue to rise, the long-delayed transition to a comprehensive fiber network presents a strategic challenge that must be addressed promptly to secure Germany's competitive edge in digital infrastructure.
According to financenachrichten.de, Telefónica is actively seeking to mend its relationship with its German competitor, 1&1, by entering discussions with United Internet. The negotiations are focused on potential cooperation between Telefónica Deutschland and 1&1, with a long-term possibility of a takeover being considered in Madrid. Telefónica aims to strengthen its position in the German market, where 1&1 has been challenged by the high expenses of building its own mobile network and the need to rely on other providers for capacity. The article emphasizes that these talks are in their early stages, and success is not guaranteed, with United Internet declining to comment further. In parallel, the Börsen Zeitung reports that takeover speculations have buoyed the share prices of United Internet and its subsidiary L&L, with shares climbing by 7.4% and 9.6% respectively, the highest levels seen since 2022. This market enthusiasm, further reflected in gains by key German indices such as DAX and MDAX, underscores the optimistic response to the potential strategic shifts affecting both Telefónica and the German telecom landscape.
The InsideDigital.de report highlights the current struggles in fiber network expansion among key competitors. The article explains that fiber rollout, once celebrated as a futuristic development with rapid growth, is now facing significant setbacks. It details how Deutsche Glasfaser, a major competitor of telecom, has announced a halt to exploring new areas, coupled with plans to reduce its workforce by 10%. The report reveals that, despite a multi-billion euro investment, only 800,000 out of 2.6 million households with installed fiber lines actively utilize the service, a utilization rate of around 30%, which is critical in rural regions. The piece also notes that similar challenges are seen with other providers such as Unsere Grüne Glasfaser and Deutsche Giganetz, further compounded by issues like high construction costs, a shortage of skilled personnel, and slow regulatory approvals, with VertDI criticizing planned job cuts as misaligned with the growing market demand.
In addition to the challenges in the fiber market, the InsideDigital.de article briefly shifts focus to automotive safety ratings. The report mentions that while manufacturers often boast about achieving 5 stars in the Euro NCAP crash tests, there have been notable exceptions this year. It specifically points out that even well-established brands, including Volkswagen, have experienced disappointing results in recent tests. This serves as a reminder that despite the widespread emphasis on high safety standards, certain models can still exhibit significant performance shortcomings during rigorous evaluations. The report thereby provides a broader context of competitive challenges, extending beyond telecommunications to other industries.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung has reported on the controversy surrounding Samsung's claims regarding the user replaceability of smartphone batteries. The report explains that while a failing battery can severely disrupt daily activities, such as waking up, managing schedules, and communicating, a study by specialist insurer Wirt Guarantee shows that over 70% of smartphone technical issues stem from battery problems. However, the intricate design of modern devices, exemplified by models like the Galaxy S25 and Galaxy A26 5G, means that what appears to be a simple battery swap actually involves 54 detailed steps and the use of specialized tools. The piece also cites fierce criticism from the Deutsche Umwelthilfe, which described Samsung's assertion as a daring environmental lie. Their tests indicated that the replacement process carries significant risks, including potential explosions, injuries, and the loss of certified water and dust protection, as clearly outlined in the repair manual. Samsung countered these criticisms by stating that the information provided was a technical detail included in an EU Commission database and was not intended as misleading advertising. The article further situates this issue within the evolving regulatory landscape in Europe. From June 20, 2025, new regulations under the Ecodesign Regulation will come into force, mandating a repairability rating for smartphones and tablets, as well as a requirement for manufacturers to supply spare parts for up to 7 years and offer software updates for a minimum of 5 years. Additionally, ongoing discussions in the Bundestag favor stricter rules on verifiable claims of product durability. This regulatory momentum highlights the increasing importance of transparent and accurate technical specifications, ensuring that consumer expectations are properly aligned with the technical realities of modern smartphone design.
Regarding recent market movements, Teltarif.de reports on Drillisch's reintroduction of the Big Sim brand, which had been inactive since 2018. The article outlines that Big Sim now offers a diverse range of mobile tariffs, including all-net flat plans with 3GB at €2.99, 20GB at €4.99, 40GB at €7.99, 60GB at €9.99, and up to 90GB for €14.99 monthly. All provided in the One and One network with national roaming on the Vodafone network and limited to maximum speeds of 50 megabit per second. In addition, the report explains that Big Sim includes other tariff options such as an unlimited on-demand plan priced at €19.99, a telephone tariff at €4.99, and a kids tariff at €2.99, alongside mobile data tariffs. Furthermore, the publication describes complementary DSL and fiber broadband packages offered by Big Sim, noting that these offerings come without a connection fee for 24-month contracts, while one-month contracts incur a one-time fee of €9.99. This detailed overview, as published by Teltarif.de, provides valuable insights into Drillisch's strategy to re-establish its competitive position by reviving a known brand with flexible and cost-effective offers, which serves as an important reference point for monitoring market activities and competitive dynamics in the telecommunications sector.
Regarding competitor Deutsche Telekom, Capital.de reports on the company's strategic emphasis on artificial intelligence in their educational initiatives. In an extensive interview with Marius Oaks, Marina Kudig detailed Deutsche Telekom's new dual study program, offering a bachelor's degree in artificial intelligence. The interview explains that technical beginners have long been offered various study paths, such as computer science or business informatics, and now they have the opportunity to specialize in areas including data science and AI. The article highlights that the integration of AI into work processes is not merely a trend, but a fundamental change, with both young recruits and existing employees receiving training to ensure they remain competitive in a rapidly evolving technological landscape. Deutsche Telekom also leverages AI to support practical applications such as network planning, ensuring that new urban developments are efficiently brought online while providing real-time learning experiences for trainees. Further, the article notes that the company's recruiting process is optimized through an algorithmic approach, which matches applicant profiles with suitable vocational fields, considerably reducing response times from 50 days to an average of 22 days. This expedited process not only improves candidate placement and retention, but also is designed to attract a broader and more diverse pool of young talent, including increased participation of women in technical roles. The article from Capital also emphasizes that, amid rising living costs and a transformed job market post-pandemic, Deutsche Telekom is placing significant importance on applicants' work-life balance, mental health, and financial well-being. Overall, the publication underlines that Deutsche Telekom's innovative educational and recruitment methods are intended to foster a durable and adaptable future workforce while set against the broader backdrop of societal responsibility.
The article from Teltarif.de titled Vodafone Kabel TV, We're Modernisieren Weiter, reports on recent initiatives by Vodafone to modernize its cable TV networks. In late summer, Vodafone began reorganizing the frequencies within its cable networks, with changes scheduled to take place over several months until the process is completed nationwide. The article notes that modifications will occur in areas such as Mönchengladbach and Marburg, affecting not only these cities, but also the surrounding communities. To ensure that customers do not encounter unexpected issues, Vodafone is notifying them in advance via letters or emails about the upcoming frequency changes. The objective of this measure is to secure a greater degree of flexibility in offering cable-based internet services, especially in light of the ever-growing demand for bandwidth. The article continues, outlining technical advice for customers. It explains that during the night of the transition, televisions or TV receivers and internet routers should remain powered to allow automatic channel searches to occur. For devices supplied by Vodafone, as well as those from the former Unity Media and Sky, the update will automatically initiate a search and save programs in a preset order. However, other receivers may require a manual channel search and reconfiguration of personal favorites or programmed recordings after the changes. With the introduction of the Nordig LCN standard across the cable network, devices will be able to automatically recognize if a channel has moved, thereby eliminating the need to manually adjust favorites lists. Additionally, Vodafone is transitioning to the H.264 MPEG-4 AVC video compression method for transmitting SD channels, a standard already in use for HD channels. The article also addresses potential technical problems that may arise during the update. For instance, it mentions reported cases where some programs might suddenly lose audio. In such events, Vodafone recommends setting the sound option to automatic or choosing Dolby Stereo or AC3 as alternatives. Alternatively, customers might need to briefly disconnect their receiver from the power supply, perform a new channel search, or even reset the receiver to its factory settings. Overall, the report by Teltarif.de highlights Vodafone's proactive steps in modernizing its infrastructure to meet future demands, while also offering clear instructions to mitigate any disruptions during the transition.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.